Hi, welcome to Freedom for Myself with Intermittent Fasting. If you are like me and have let calorie counting, calorie restrictions, and workouts run your life for far too long and you are sick and tired of thinking about it, then this podcast is for you. Follow me as I implement intermittent fasting into my life. Stay tuned for my next episode. Good morning. This is Mary from Freedom for Myself with Intermittent Fasting. And it is Wednesday. I woke up and I thought it was Friday today. All morning I was at my clients. I thought it was Friday for some reason. I don't know how I pushed myself forward a couple of days, but I did. And it is February and it's rainy and cold. In Maryland, February and March can be pretty dreary. So I think that's why. I think that I'm just waiting for warm weather. And I don't know some days what day it is till living for the weekend, even though on the weekends I don't want to do anything. It's not like I'm in the sun or it's still rainy and crappy on the weekends in February, Maryland. But it does set a mood for people, I think. I know for me, in these months, I kind of wake up and I want to make my podcast, and then I think maybe nobody really cares what I have to say, or maybe my opinion doesn't matter. And then I remembered that it's my podcast, and if you don't want to listen to it, you didn't have to. You're here maybe because you do want to hear what I have to say. So I am working on my positive, like waking up in the morning, and instead of thinking every negative thing about me, I try to give myself at least three positive things about me that I like. And for some reason, at this time in my life, I come back around to women and aging and being a woman of 52. I have so many different things that I keep going through that I would have never expected. Nobody told me it was going to happen. I think when you get to an age, I know it's just not me because I listen to my friends. And I watch my friends and I listen to what they have to say. And aging is so much more than just a number. We don't just worry about our bodies anymore. Like it used to be, I only felt good about myself when I was a certain size or I was a certain weight or I felt good in my clothes. Now I am to the point where it's not just about my clothes and my weight. Now my face has a lot of things going on. I'm, do I need Botox or should I get a microdermabrasion, microneedling, all these things that come up in women's conversation. And somebody always has a suggestion, you know, whether you need it or not. It's not that I think when I'm having a conversation with a woman who says, oh, Michael, needling is the best. You need to get that done. I really don't take it personally. Like you're looking at my face going, God, you need something desperately. But these are the things that we talk about now. These are the things that we're judging ourselves for. So instead of just being that person where if you were getting your picture taken, this just happened this weekend. My mother-in-law was over and she wanted a picture. And she goes, okay, just the waist up, take our picture. And I'm thinking to myself, but I don't like my face anymore. You know, I'm like, well, what about my face? That is what's bothering me right now. Not so much my body, but my face is bothering me. So and now if I'm a person who is feeling bad about my body and now I'm feeling like all those lines on my face are the issue. I really don't want to, I didn't say it out loud and I did take my picture and I am being that positive person. It's almost like pulling something up a hill or a really heavy boulder up a hill. My mind is saying, don't get your picture taken. You have wrinkles on your face. And then I'm saying, no, I'm going to do it because that's ridiculous. Everything my negative inner voice is telling me, I'm fighting. I'm going to fight her every second. So I don't want to wake up. I don't want to be gone one day and have my great-grandchildren go, why is there no pictures of her? Because she didn't like herself so much. I mean, that would hurt me more. I do like myself. There's lots of great things about me. My insecurities cannot become that much about me. I don't want them to be the only thing about me. I do have them. Everybody has them. And I'm, at this point in my life, I am fighting them, and I'm going to fight them with everything I have. So I, it's not just worrying about, I feel like I have really taught myself to give myself a break on, did you gain a pound? Did you lose a pound? I don't even step on the scale right now. And I feel really good about it because I don't feel like I'm gaining. I definitely am still going in the right direction, and I'm doing that by my clothes. I can't have that scale telling me every day what my mood is going to be. And the same goes to every day when I get up and I look in the mirror. I do take care of my skin. I take care of myself, but I can't stop it from happening. So I feel like I have to really embrace it. And in order to embrace it, we have to support each other. We can't always worry about our bodies and then our faces. And I mean, and then it comes to, I have this conversation with a friend recently, when you're buying clothes. Now, 52 isn't old. I'm not old at all. And I'm not young. So I'm not shopping at Forever 21. But then again, I'm not wearing, I'd say stretch pants like they used to say, but we all wear stretch pants now because they're called leggings. So I'm like in the middle. But I don't, if a woman came to me and said, should I wear these leather leggings with my heels? I would be like, absolutely. If that's what you want to wear, wear them. But you know what happens in my head? I go, you can't wear that to myself. You can't wear that. Are you too old to wear that? So every time I shop now, where it used to be such a fun thing, I go back and forth with myself going, I'm not sure if that's age appropriate for you. What's age appropriate for you? Who's going to tell me? How do I know? I have two very honest daughters who I can send a picture to and go, am I allowed to wear this? All of a sudden, they became the parent. I really want to work on being that person. I want to wear what I want to wear. I remember reading, I think it was the Today Show a couple of years ago, and actually it may have been like 8 years ago, where they said that a woman of a certain age can't wear jean skirts anymore. Well, jean skirts are back in style. Are we allowed to wear jean skirts? If you work on your legs and you work out and you take care of yourself, at what age are we allowed to wear jean skirts? So believe me, I didn't wake up just feeling like this. Society has done this to us. And if you're listening, you may agree with me or not about what am I supposed to wear? It's not even about what my body, how my body looks in these clothes or whatever. Who is they saying this is what you should wear at this age? At this age, you should cut your hair. Did anybody ever hear that? I can remember when I turned 30. My mom saying, everybody 30 should have a, and she may not have said it at the time when I turned 30, but it came back into my head when I was 30. You have to have short hair when you're 30. Who said that? And at the time being younger, I was like, that's ridiculous. You know what? 52, my hair's long now. I like long hair. That is the way, that is what I like. Don't get me wrong. I love the people that can go with the little pixie haircuts and look awesome. I love that. I don't have the face for it. So, you know, with social media and sometimes it's not just social media, it's just remembering things. Like, why did that Today Show segment come up in my head when I heard that jean skirts were back? Because immediately I thought, well, you can't wear a jean skirt. You're too old for jean skirts. It's hard. I feel like it's getting harder to be, you know, every change in my life that comes around, there's these new struggles that come along with it. And social media definitely has a lot to do with it. We see influencers that whether they're lifestyle influencers or style. I'm honestly not a lifestyle or style influencer follower. My Instagram feed is full of fitness, food, furnishings, your house, fixer-upper stuff. I love that kind of stuff. And dogs or cats, pets. That's what my feed looks like. But recently it came to my attention. I listen to podcasts. I love podcasts, obviously. And there's one that I specifically love, and it's Diet Starts Tomorrow. And they're funny. And they called my attention to a lifestyle influencer. And she's a style also influencer. And the conversation was about that she put up a picture of herself in a bikini, and the caption was, she's proud of her body after two kids. And then you go and look at the picture, and literally is probably 80 pounds. Skin and bones. Arm as big as my pinky. As a fitness person, I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to pretend to go, oh, I can look at your picture and diagnose you with, you know, with a disease or a disorder or whatever. I've got a problem with her making my grandchildren or their grandchildren or, you know, even their children feel that that's the way they have to look to be pretty. And honestly, I don't know if that was her platform. I don't think that she was standing on her soapbox saying, look like me. But you know what? She had over 1 million followers. And, you know, in her clothes, though she looked extremely thin to me, the clothes hung on her. And, you know, like a hanger, which is what that look that when I was young, that's the, remember when they walked down the runway? I don't know if you're my age, and they kind of looked like they were black eye, like unhealthy. And that was the look. That's the look that she had. And obviously she's selling some stuff because she had over 1 million people following her. And then on the other, so as I started to kind of research the influencers and see what, okay, is this what people are supposed to look like? Is this what these young people are seeing? They're also on the other end of the spectrum, the larger women, and they have their influencers, which is great, right? So then I start looking through them, and I'm like, oh my God, I love this. I love her. You know, they're body positive, and everybody, yeah, you know, any size body, you can be beautiful. And I got really positive about them. And then it kind of made me feel sad because at the same time I thought, well, then why did you just not be positive for this person at this smaller size? And that is honestly how I felt about it. And so I read back, and the reason for their podcast on it was because somebody went on, the thin girl, we're going to call her the thin girl now, and made comment. There was only like one negative comment. Honestly, I read the strand and everybody was like, you're so pretty. You're so hot. Good for you. And then there was one woman that was like, oh my God, you are so thin. I can't believe that people are following it. You know, basically what happened in my head. And, then of course they got bashed for that. Here's my point. Where are the people in the middle? Where are the influencers that look like everyday people? I don't want to say normal because, right, what's normal? But everyday people, put your hair in a bun and show me you don't own the laundry, because that's what we're doing. We're not rolling out of bed looking with our heels on. We are not carrying infants around on our hip at the grocery store with our 5-inch heels and our leather leggings. That's not what's happening. I realize that that's more appealing and that is going to sell stuff, but I'm scared for our young girls and boys. I'm sure if I was a man, I would know the men influencers, but I don't. I don't look at them. They're not on my feed. But as a woman, I want to be supportive of everybody. I want to be supportive of other women. And I purposely make myself be supportive sometimes. I have gone through my news feed of people that I know or people that I follow. And, you know, the people that January 1st work out, and they work out for 3 weeks and they want to post it every day. And even on those days when I don't feel like liking it because maybe I didn't do my workout that day or whatever, I still make myself, sometimes I scroll past them. I go, no, you go back and be supportive of that person. And I hit like, or if I know them, I'll say something positive because I want to be that positive person. But there are many times I roll my eyes and I scroll right through it. I want to support women, and at the same time, I want women to support other women. So if you're one of those women that I know have not supported other women, and now you started a new venture or a new business or a new routine, and you're expecting other women to support you, it's hard for me sometimes to go, now I'm supposed to support you and you never supported me. But I'm making myself go back and support these women and try to look at it in a different way. And maybe if we all could do that for each other, then social media won't be such a harsh thing to look at sometimes. When you don't feel good about yourself and you look through social media, then sometimes you are like, well, why is her house bigger than mine? Or why does she drive a better car? Why does her husband love her so much and not me? Or what, you know, and it can be so negative where I'm trying to make myself look at everything in a more positive way, in a more positive light. Everybody has something that they're looking forward to. And if they're not, make something happen, you know, take a class or go online and find a new hobby. Or I get in a rut too. I'm in a rut right now. I mean, I'm in the middle of selling my house. So that kind of makes me feel like I'm in a lull, moving to a different state. And lots of things are depending just on this one thing. And I can't move forward, or we can't move forward until we have this one thing done. So that kind of puts me in, I can't start anything new because I have to have this chain of events have to happen. So I feel like I'm more negative than I normally am, which at times, you know, isn't fun at all. Where my husband, who basically we're going through the same thing, he doesn't do what I do. You know, he doesn't get the negative feelings. I don't know. I feel like men, they handle, well, first of all, they're totally different. Mars and Venus, right? We're a totally different side of the spectrum. He doesn't let himself get depressed because he doesn't have a new hobby, or he doesn't, even in the winter, you know, he's always upbeat. Let's just do this. Oh, it's a little cold, but that's okay. We can still do it. And I'm like, no, I'm not going out there. It's too cold, you know, with my negative. And he's like, yeah, we should. So he also, another thing I always notice about my husband is that where I am aging, he's also aging, but he doesn't ever, I don't think he even notices. I don't think he notices. And it's not just him. I'm starting to notice my friends that are men, how they're aging. My husband will get up and put on, this is a true story, go into a party, not a party. It was a party at a restaurant, kind of a bar restaurant, and big group of friends. Everyone's going to be there. So I'm dressed, you know, my pants are too tight. No, you know, now the leg, you know, even your jeans feel like leggings. Uncomfortable heels, the whole thing. He throws on his jeans with his long underwear shirt and his hog's breath t-shirt. All I can picture is him back when he was a kid wearing that same outfit only with an AC/DC t-shirt on over it. And he's ready. And I said, seriously, this is what you're wearing? Yep. I'm comfortable. I'm going out. Let's go. There's not one time in my husband's life that he looks in the mirror and goes, I'm bald. All my hair fell out and I'm okay. He doesn't see, or he did. When I met him, he had hair. I actually like a bald man, so I was totally for it. And he gets it shaved now, but because he started getting really thin. And then it was like, should I shave my head? Absolutely. Shave your head. You look great like that. And he doesn't see a wrinkle on his face, or if he gains weight or loses weight, he eats whatever he wants. He treats his body, I always say, like an amusement park or a king, depending on what he's eating at the time. And you know what? He never beats himself down for any of that. There's never been a time that he's came to me and said, yep, I'm feeling bad about myself. I don't know if I can go out right now. I just don't feel good about myself. Never happens. He's happy as a clam in his flip-flops, in his jeans, and his Hog's Breath t-shirt. Yes, even in the winter, you will find him in flip-flops. He's who he is, and that's it. And he doesn't make any mistakes about it. I wish that I would learn more from him than I actually give him credit for, because he does teach me. He teaches me things just by being who he is. And I know I'm a complete mystery to him. Like, my husband knows that if I'm in the closet putting on my pants, not to come in, not to talk to me, not to come in, not to talk to me. It sounds funny and ridiculous, and it is the absolute truth. If he makes a comment about anything, how long do you think you're going to be, babe? In the middle of me struggling on a pair of jeans, I am going to rip his head off. I may even threaten not to go. There have been times in our marriage where I have not liked what I had on or what I thought I was going to wear. I don't know, you might do this too. And I took my clothes off and climbed in bed and said, I'm not going. I absolutely am not going. I don't like myself. I'm not going. These thoughts don't come into his head or men's head. So we recently were on vacation, tropical place. Of course, we went for a week to the tropics and it rained the whole time. It was cold. And I like to talk to people. I like to find out about people. If you meet me out, I may, you know, if I like your lipstick or I like to find out what makes people tick. So there was a man there. He was 47, actually. He told me how old he was. I could just tell that he was the kind of guy that dated younger women. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not judging. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but he said he came to the Keys for 6 weeks every year, and just little things that he said. Honestly, I think I knew before I even started talking to him that he was that person. No, I was not that I was trying to pick him up. My husband was standing there with me. I just like to be friendly and especially when you're on vacation, you're happy at all times. So, he had said, you know, that he went for 6 weeks, and I said, oh, so is your wife with you, or are you married? You know, not that you have to be married. No, I'm not married. I run my business. That's pretty much my marriage. And I do this once a year. So I said, I don't know why, because I just had to know. Do you date? Yeah, I date. I said, are you the guy that dates the really young women? And he laughed. He said, yeah, I do. I date women half my age. And I said, do you mind if I ask, like, because let's face it, did you just watch the Super Bowl, the halftime? There are 40-year-olds and 50-year-olds that are smoking hot. So we can't sit here and go, oh, because he's only attracted to them. He could be attracted to an older woman too. And his answer was, you know why? Because I don't want complications. I'm not a complicated person. And I honestly, I'm selfish. And I just want to really go out with people and have fun. I don't want to go out and worry about kids. I mean, which I thought was very honest, because let's face it, not everybody has to have kids. And I get that he doesn't want to be strapped down with someone else's kids. I get it. And he said, and I just want to, and then I want to pick up for 6 weeks in the winter and leave and have nobody tell me what to do or where to go. And I appreciated that he was so honest about it. And it really made me think of what a pain in the ass I am, and that my husband, God bless him, for putting up with me. Because, I mean, this guy just summed it all up. Not that there's something wrong with the women that he doesn't want to date. It's that he's honest about, I don't want to put up with that crap. So I date these younger women. They don't have these issues, nor do they expect anything from me, because this is who I am. Where an older woman, let's face it, would we want to change him? Probably. So men don't go through the same things we do in aging. I mean, you know that men are allowed to age. We like it. We call them distinguished, you know, Sean Connery. A woman that age is not still making, movies where they're the sexy ones, but Sean Connery is pulling it off. Yeah, I don't even know when the last time Sean Connery made a movie. I'm just using him as an example. Dennis Quaid, you know, he's still making movies. People still think he's hot. He's old. I mean, he's starting to look old. Mike Douglas, they're all starting to look old, and they're still I'm kind, and that's not even my age group, like Tom Cruise, you know, things like that. They can still be sexy, where women, we just get old. We're just old. So I'm not making this stuff up. That's what goes on. And social media, I feel like, really enhances it. Like we're constantly feeling like we don't know where we're supposed to be in this mix of, what am I, you know, who am I supposed to follow? I want to look at style too for what, a woman my age or just a woman. But I can't look at the 80-pound girl that is wearing her heels in the grocery store. I can't relate to that. And there's not old lady influencers that I could go, oh, they look good, but that's not my thing. I don't fit in that group. So I'm going to stick with the food and the fitness and the dog pictures. And show me pictures of your kids in your garden. That's what I want to see. And also, terrible at taking a compliment. And I only realized this recently because it's happened to me. I had someone that said, this was a couple of years back. I was in the gym after class and a woman came up to me and she said, do you remember me? I said, you do look familiar. I don't know if I know you, you know, knew her from the gym or maybe she was a parent of one of my children's mom, you know, something like that. I could have known her for anywhere, but yes, you look familiar. How are you? She said, I just want to say you look great. You lost a ton of weight. My first instinct, literally, I think my face fell. My girlfriend that was standing there behind the desk was like, Mary didn't lose weight. She looks the same. She always looks like this. She always looks great. I was totally insulted. Because what happened? My first thought was, when did I weigh a ton? Like, when did I, maybe poor choice of words. Now, remember, I could have met her 10 years ago. I don't know when I know her. So, and I am a yo-yo dieter. I always feel like I stay within a reasonable amount. I don't get too skinny. I don't get too big, you know, whatever. But then again, maybe I'm like, well, maybe it happened. And I just want to, you know, how we don't want to remember. You know, I was hoping that everybody missed that when I gained that 15, 20 pounds. Maybe they blinked and they didn't see me that time. And then immediately she said, I totally didn't mean to insult you. And I felt bad because I said, you totally didn't insult me. Thank you so much, you know, for the compliment. But I couldn't take it back. It already happened. Like, you know, my friend Kelly, who was standing next to me, who was trying to defend me, made it awkward, and then I made it awkward. I am one of those people. My face doesn't hide anything. If I'm happy, if I'm sad, if I don't like you, if you insulted me, right there. And I made her feel bad about giving me a compliment. And then it didn't really strike me at how awful it was until it happened, till I said it to someone. So I didn't say a ton of anything because I know better than that. But I was at a wedding and she's in her 30s now, but I watched her grow up, a good friend of my daughter's. She had a red dress on and her red heels and she just like strutted across the floor where I could tell, where, you know, when you feel really good about yourself. And I said, you look so awesome. I love your confidence. The way you just walked across the floor just made me so happy for you. And she got insulted and said, why wouldn't I be confident? I'm always confident. And said her name, like in the third person. And I'm, you know, basically I'm smoking hot all the time. I said, oh my God, I totally did I just insult you? I didn't mean to insult you. I wanted just to tell you that I'm so happy that you're so happy. And I honestly don't even know how. At that point, I think I realized, like I did, that it just turned ugly, turned something positive into an ugly. And I walked away going like, oh my God. And I immediately remembered the woman with the ton, and who she will always be the ton woman to me now, because I'll never get that out of my head. And I felt bad. When did we stop being able to take a freaking compliment? We're beat ourselves down so much and we act like all we want is someone to be positive to us, and they do, and then we're insulted. And it's not just me, because I just heard a friend, was getting ready to do a competition, and I was helping her with her posing, and a woman came up to her and said, "You look so great. I am so excited for you. Work so hard. Good for you." And what did she do? She turned, her last thing was, "You look so beautiful." And she goes, "Oh, I'm not ready. I have to lose 5 more pounds and more muscle." And I stopped her and I said, "You just got a compliment. Tell the lady thank you and move on." And you know what the funny part is? She's a family therapist. And she said, "You're right. Where did that come from?" And now I realize we all have to learn how to take a compliment. We live in such a negative world that we don't even know how to take a compliment anymore. When was the last time someone said to you, "Oh my God, you look so pretty," and you go, "Oh my God, I'm so fat, I gotta do this," or "I need my haircut," or "my hair, my roots"? Don't know how to do it. We don't know how to take compliments anymore. Homework: learn to take a compliment. Give compliments and learn to take them. It's hard. It's harder than you think. I've been giving compliments a lot lately because I want to be that person where if you got dressed and came out, I want to be the one to just go, you look beautiful. Hi, you look beautiful. Have you ever been so petty that somebody looks really good and you refuse to say it to them just because you don't want them to know? Like they didn't already know. It's happened to me before in my lifetime. You know, you're proud of somebody for what they've done or what they accomplished, or you love their outfit, and instead of maybe, and it's because of the way you feel about yourself on that day, you don't go, "I love that outfit," or "I love those shoes," or something like that. Yeah, you don't have to even say it. I already know it. We've all done it. We've all done it's all about how we feel about ourselves. So I am definitely working on feeling better about myself and saying nice things to myself instead of my normal wake up and my negativity. We all have it. It's there. I want to say, does winter make it worse for me? Maybe. But then again, I'm pretty hard on myself all the time. And I am trying to get better. Sometimes I do stay away from social media because I don't want to feel bad about myself. And then there are other times where I'm like, it's a game. Nobody looks like that. Nobody acts like that. Nobody's as happy as that. Let's be the supportive people that we need in other people's lives too, because there are people that can't talk themselves out of it like I just did. There are people that cannot go, "Stop doing that. Get your freaking picture taken so your children have pictures of you down the road, or in 10 years you can look back and go, I look so good. Why was I so hard on myself?" And that's what I had to talk about today. I didn't talk about my fasting or my diet. I'm basically kind of wishing that I didn't put it into that column, even though that is a huge part of my life. I want to change lots of things, the way that I perceive myself and other people and negativity that I might put out in the world. I would like to change that to a positive and learn how to deal with people that are negative. And because let's face it, we're there. We're out there, and we're from day to day, we feel either really good about ourselves or really bad about ourselves. I'm not sure if there's a middle ground of where you go, I'm okay. Yeah, I'm all right today. Not great, not bad. We may feel moods like that, but how do we feel about us, our insides? So I hope you have a good day, and I will talk at you soon. Hi guys, it's Mary from Freedom From Myself with Intermittent Fasting. If you want to follow my Instagram, it's MaryMe_@home, or you can reach me at freedomfrommyselfwithif@gmail.com. Have a great week.